is that sometimes when you get to this time, teams will waver in their focus or in their work ethic, but this team has never done that. What does that stem from?
Really just the leadership group, I really believe. We got a lot of groups around here, a lot of players around here that really push our teammates and also just lead by example. You know, if they see one of us slacking, they're gonna, as you know, a lot of times guys are going to follow in that routine. But all of the leadership group really go out there and they push each other and work and really get out there. So I think that's what really helps. And just, you know, the mindset that the coaches talk about in there is just really just if you go out there, you're going to take care of you, just work. And that's what it's all about. You know, the coach is going to show us love. You got to make sure we work for it.
Back-to-back Pro Bowl appearances for you. How is Jarrell Casey better this season?
Just really trying to improve on the small things. And that's, you know, knocking people off the ball, getting off the block faster, things like that. It's small things that make sure I make one little inch of a play. You know, let a guy hold you for 1 second. That can be a deciding factor if you're going to make a play or not. And, you know, I got to get them off me. And that's the whole thing, building strength to get people off you and making sure you know, you're able to make every play you possibly can.
You just said it there, but did I hear also that you spent a lot of time this offseason really working on upper body strength?
That was everything. You know, you got to be able to sling guys around. You got to be able to press guys up off you. And that was my whole focus this offseason, was building up my upper body strength and really be able to sustain blocks. And, you know, a lot of times I'm getting off blocks too fast sometime where, you know, they be able to wash me down here or there. But if I can hold a block up for one more or two seconds, let a runner come to me and commit, then I can make a bigger play for a loss or whatever. So that's my whole focus, is make sure I make more plays.
It was probably 3 years ago we all walked in here and we were like, Jarrell, how are you going to fit in a 3-4 defense? Like, can you even make the transition? Does that just seem crazy at this point? And is it possible to be any more comfortable?
It definitely is crazy. When I first came out, I had meetings with them a couple times and really didn't think it was going to work out for me. But when they told me, you know, at the end of the day, I just said, you know what? I'm a man of conquering things. And at the end of the day, they said I couldn't play 3 technique. I was too small. Came in and destroyed that. They said I was going to be able to play 5 technique because I was – too small. I wasn't big enough. I wasn't fast enough or whatever. Came in, conquered that. And now it's just really going out there, conquering, making sure I'm stuck around this lead to make sure I'm in the Hall of Fame. And at the end of the day, I'm going to conquer that. So that's part of it.
You've thrown some pretty lofty goals out there in terms of numbers in past years. Do you have any numbers you
10
want
plus,
to push up there?
10 plus. And I can't do nothing less. 2013, I was up there, and I know I can do it. So therefore, I got to make sure I get back there again. And, you know, and that all going to come back with the guys around me. They out there performing. You know, I got Derek, Rakpo, got Daquan, and these guys been bringing it all camp. So at the end of the day, it's a competition between all of us. But at the end of the day, we're all going to work together and make sure we compete and make sure we hope out this team to win.